how they relate to each other, if that makes any sense. And once you know that, and you know your ear is trained strongly, then you can put those two together and kind of hear in your inner ear and visualize in your mind's eye, you know, how to play songs on that you hear on the radio. You know, it's pretty amazing to walk into a supermarket and to hear a song and just kind of visualize how to play it without ever and know that you're right. And know that you're in the right key. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So, analyzing the intervals of a fifth or any interval, if you get stuck, you can always sing in your head or out loud, depending on who you're traveling with or who else is around, in order to give you a reference point. So in the case of, we're going to test you right now just between the fifth and the octave. So if I play a random note, okay, so there's your starting note. So, now I want you to do a fifth, and then we're going to do an octave. So, try to do a fifth before I sing it. And I hope if you're doing it right, your answer would have been that. If you get stuck, internalize that theme that I gave you, the 2001 theme. Right? But, or any other theme, Crazy Train, doesn't matter. Right? Or just do the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the Pythagorean scale, major scale, until you hit the fifth scale degree. So you would sing out loud or internalize 1, sing out loud or internalize 2, sing out loud or internalize 3, sing out loud or internalize 4, and then you get your answer, which is 5, right? So, from 1 to 5. And if we do an octave, which is way out of my key, but that's alright, it would be somewhere. So again, root to fifth, and root to octave. Okay? So, I'm going to test you. We've only done 2 intervals so far. I'm going to play you one of the two, and you're going to tell yourself what it is, whether it's a fifth or an octave. I'm only going to do those 2 intervals. So I'm going to play a note, and then I'm either going to play a fifth or an octave above. Again, here's your example. Okay, was that an octave or was that a fifth? Answer, it was a fifth. Da, 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 da. Okay, one more time. Okay. Answer there, an octave. Somewhere over the rainbow. Moving on. I'm going to go a little faster because you can always listen to these more than once by rewinding. Like I said, just don't miss your exit. Again. Was that an octave or was that a fifth? Answer, octave. Somewhere. Here's one more example. The answer was a fifth there. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, good. All right, moving on to the octave, to the interval of a fourth, okay? So I'm going to go back to my vocal key of A for a minute. The interval of a fourth is... The famous example of this by far is... Here comes the bride, another classical theme. Okay, so from here to comes is the interval of a fourth. Do, re, mi, fa. Okay, what we call it 1, 2, 3, 4. Alright. So now I've given you fourth, fifth, and octave. Let's practice the fourth a little bit. I'm gonna play a random note and then you try and sing the fourth of it. Or at least hear the fourth. Okay, before I sing it, you do it. Try and sing Here Comes the Bride. Here, da, da, da. All right, so I gave it to you. Here comes the bride. That's the interval. If you have trouble with that, you can always sing Do, Re, Mi, Fa, or 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? And one more example.